Hi, Megan. Thanks for taking the time to take part in this interview. You know, you and I have been working together for, I don't know, about 6 or 7 years, I think, right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah, 5, 6, 7 years, somewhere around there.
And for the listeners, just so you know, Megan works at the Army Research Laboratories, and we're going to be talking today about a project that her and I were involved with, where Army Research Laboratories were interested in the use of magnesium plate in various defense applications. So Megan, let's talk about you for a little bit before we get into who Army Research Labs is. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a female engineer. Let's start at the beginning. Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to school at Rutgers University in New Jersey, and I have both a Bachelor of Science and Master of Science degrees in mechanical engineering from there. And okay. I'm originally from New Jersey. I was born and raised in New Jersey, but now I work at the Army Research Laboratory in Aberdeen Proving Ground, Maryland.
Ah, okay. So how did you get interested in this field?
Well, it's kind of like I always have been an analytical thinker. Just my whole life. I think it's just part of who I am. I always try to think of, you know, just better ways to do stuff. I'm always interested in how things work. I have a high attention to detail. I was always good at math and sciences as well. So just putting all of those things together, you know, at the time I thought, you know, that sounds like an engineer to me. So that's what I went to college for. And, you know, the rest is pretty much history. Here
so
I am.
Have you always worked at ARL?
No, actually. So after college, I got my first, you know, professional
paying
job. Yes, aside from summer jobs, but my first, you know, professional engineer job, with the government, but it was at Picatinny Arsenal in New Jersey. At the time, it was the headquarters of the Armament Research Development and Engineering Command, which now is the Armaments Center. That's what they recently changed to. So that was my hiring to the government, to RDEC, now the Armament Center, Picatinny Arsenal.
And then you work for Army Research Laboratories after that?
Yeah. So I worked at RDEC for a few years, and then I relocated to Maryland, where I was hired by the Army Research Lab. And when I came down to ARL, I've had a few positions at ARL. The one I'm in currently is actually my third. But when I started at ARL, I did computational biomechanics work, which is a far cry from what I'm doing now. There I would model the human body for the purposes of trying to improve protection systems. From there, I moved to a rotational assignment called the Technical Assistant to the Director for my directorate. And there I was able to get a broad overview of my directorate, but then also the entire lab as well. And in that position, I got to learn about a lot of the research that's going on. And in the role, I became interested in program management and then found my current position, which I've been in for the past 5 years. So in my current role, it's a program management role, but I manage manufacturing-related technology programs. So my title is still officially mechanical engineer, but my job function is a project manager of these manufacturing technology programs.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you tell us a little bit about what ARL does, and then why don't we come back to you what you do? So what does Army Research Labs do? What is their function?
Okay, so ARL, it's the Army's corporate research laboratory, and we do both basic and applied research to address the Army's biggest challenges. The lab is divided into 5 directorates, plus the Army Research Office, ARO, and ARO manages the Army's basic or foundational research program with outside entities like universities and industry. But internal within ARL, each of those 5 directorates is focused on certain critical technology areas, such as robotics or artificial intelligence, sensors, biotechnology. But my particular directorate is the Weapons and Materials Research Directorate, WMRD.
Okay.
And our directorate is focused on conducting and managing research related to advances in lethality and protection for the Army. And, you know, as the name implies, materials research and manufacturing research is a big focus of what we do in the Weapons and Materials Research Directorate.
Okay. And so let's go back then. So what do you do in your project management role then? What sort of things are you looking after? What are you doing on a day-to-day basis?
So on a day-to-day basis, I run a few programs and I also help manage the team. There's a few other engineers and I who are on the manufacturing technology focused team for our directorate. But I do have a few programs, one of which is focused on lightweighting with magnesium, which is the
Okay.
work that you and I are talking about today.
Okay.
And then also, but my team does work a couple different technology areas focused on lightweighting, cost reduction through just manufacturing improvements.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a nice segue into, what we're going to talk about, which is the original magnesium project with ARL. So what was the background to this project? Why was ARL interested in magnesium?
Okay, so I mean, it all goes back to part of the mission of the Army Research Laboratory, which is to conduct research that addresses some of the biggest Army challenges. And one of the biggest Army challenges is managing the weight of its equipment and platforms. Heavy items are difficult to transport, they're hard to use and maintain. And in the case of, vehicles, increased weight leads to, more fuel consumption, increased wear on parts, shorter traveling ranges. And so finding new materials or designs to lightweight these items and vehicles is of great interest to the Army and its mission.
Yeah, the lighter those tactical vehicles are, the easier it is to put them into theater where you want them and move them around, etc.
Yep, that's exactly right. So then following from that, in my directorate, I am in the Materials and Manufacturing Sciences Division. So, it's a core competency for us, materials and manufacturing sciences. And part of what we do in my division is looking at new materials and processing methods to deliver new or better Army capabilities. So whether that's increased performance or decreased weight or both for that matter for Army systems. And so given our interest in lightweight materials, we naturally gravitated towards magnesium because that's a lightweight material and it's got good mechanical properties. So
Absolutely.
with the right designs, magnesium could be used to save weight in place of heavier metals such as aluminum and steel, and that's very beneficial for the Army.
Okay. So what were the original objectives of the project? What were we seeking to achieve?
Well, the objectives of the project were to mature the secondary manufacturing processes for magnesium. So, in other words, what you would do with plate when you got it to turn it into things, whether that be improving the welding parameters for it or how do you protect it from corrosion, things like that. And then to make demonstration pieces with those lessons learned to show weight savings for Army applications.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that I think about it, there was two phases to the project, and I think you really came in on the second phase because the first phase we were looking at different alloys, different plate alloys, and looking at what levels of protection they could provide and how to optimize them. And then once those were optimized, we then started looking at doing prototypes and demonstrators, didn't we? The enabling technologies that went with that, how to join it, how to paint it, how to, prevent corrosion, all that kind of stuff.
And that's exactly right, because within the Army and the defense industrial base as well, at least from a vehicle perspective, less is known about working with magnesium than aluminum and steel, for example. Those are used much more
Sure.
prevalently. And so how to just even weld magnesium in general, but then also for ballistically sound welds, how it performs as armor, how to mitigate corrosion when it's in the presence of other materials. Just questions like that, those are the types of things that we were trying to answer with this project.
In your viewpoint, then, how did the project do, and what were the overall outcomes then?
So I think the project did pretty well. We were only able to go so far, the time and the funding that we had available, but we did develop parameters for several welding procedures, whether they were traditional fusion welding techniques or friction stir welding techniques. So we developed initial procedures and we refined those a bit. We also developed ways to assemble magnesium with different material inserts, what would be necessary if you were to field magnesium. Magnesium is never going to be used alone. It's going to be
Right.
used in the presence of other metals. So just figuring out how to not have galvanic corrosion happen between dissimilar metals.
I remember those. Those were keen inserts that we were looking at for one of the prototypes. And on the welding and on the inserts, we were looking at both AZ31B, which is one of our play alloys, and the newer alloy, which is Electrum 43, was the stronger of the two, wasn't it?
Mechanically wise, WE43 or Electron 43 does have the higher properties, but then also we discovered through ballistic testing as well that it does seem to have some higher ballistic limits associated with that material, which we did in detail in a recent technical report that was published.
And then you mentioned that, you know, we did what we could in the time frame. There was actually a third. There was a third material which we started to look at, which I think was really sort of would have been the end game if we'd had more funding and more time, because we started looking at Electron 675, and it's available in a plate material. But at the time when the program was coming to an end, we here at Magazine Electron didn't truly understand how to roll it into plate. We've now figured that out. It is very strong. And we did do a little bit of work with ballistics on it. It is good, but it's not commercialized at this point. But the other two are commercialized. Okay. So, you know, there were a couple of outcomes from the project, which I was very happy with, and I think ARL was happy with too. So you issued mill detail 3233A. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, yeah. So the mill detail 3233A is the revision.
You got to get enough threes in there, don't you? There has to be threes.
Yeah, I'm trying to count in my head. I'm not sure if I got all of them. So originally, that was a military detail specification that only had the magnesium alloy AZ31B in it.
Right.
As applique armor. So through
that's
the course
how we started.
Of this project,
that's kind of how we started the project, wasn't it?
Yeah. So to add another alloy to that military specification, we needed a lot of thicknesses of whatever material we were going to add. So we added Electron 43. So we got a bunch of plate in a variety of thicknesses, shot them with a bunch of threads, and from there we were able to develop ballistic limit curves, see how the material performed ballistically. And with all that data, we were able to compile it. And then
we still have those ballistic samples sitting out back here somewhere. And I keep meaning to get them mounted on the wall because, you know, they got things sticking out of them, big holes blown through them.
Yeah.
They're cool looking.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, some of those threats, they do get pretty big, and they can make pretty big holes, both the front, but especially on the back end as well sometimes.
Yep. So that's out now. So mill detail T333A is out. Did that include welded as well, or do we just have what they call applique armor in that?
That one only has the applique armor.
Okay.
Yeah, we did not add the welded component to that.
Because friction stir welding was pretty successful for both alloys. But then the fusion welding was okay. And it is done regularly in other areas, other markets, like vibration equipment for vibration testing. I recall Electron 43 was tricky to weld. So there was a little bit more work to finish that. We got most of the way there.
Yeah, in regards to both the fusion and the friction stir, we did attempt both of those with WE43. Some of the procedures had more success than others. And we did test friction stir welded panels and fusion welded panels to our weld ballistic testing.
Oh, yeah.
But it unfortunately did not pass those tests.
That's so where you shot it with a howitzer.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty big slug, proofing projectile that we hit it with, but it did not pass those ballistic tests.
No.
So we did not include it in the mil spec.
And then the other outcome, which we want to talk about, is the technical report, ARL TR8990, which just came out, what, in the last 2 months?
Yeah, very recently, or I believe this summer. I believe this summer was published.
Summer. And I've got it here in front of me. So it's the ballistic evaluation of magnesium alloy WE43C. It is for public release and distribution is unlimited. We'll cite this or put it up on our website so people can look at it if they're interested. This outlines all the threats that you shot at Electron 43 and how it behaved. So Luxor was very pleased that you guys came out with this. This is a nice result. Encapsulates all of the work that was done on the ballistics. which is great.
Yep, exactly. It captured all the work that went into the mil spec as well, but it has the actual data that we gathered in one of the appendices and pictures as well. That sort of information is not in the mil spec.
I love how on the front of it, it's got hexagons. You've got hexagons on the front throughout, which I know is not really related to magnesium, but magnesium has a hexagonal crystal structure. So it looks like it's all magnesium. I think the hexagons are really related to the tiles that you find on armored vehicles more than the actual magnesium itself. But that tickled me that you've got hexagons on the front. So
that was perfect. It worked out.
So from your standpoint, working at Army Research Labs, do you think there's potential for magnesium within defense applications? What's your sense going forward in the future?
I do think there's potential for magnesium. I don't think the story of magnesium is over yet. You know, there is magnesium used today in the Army, mainly in rotorcraft or helicopters in internal applications for saving weight on housings and covers and things
Luxor
like
provides
that.
Those. So a large number of those are Luxor sandcasting alloys that go into the Apache and various other helicopters for gearboxes and that kind of application. So, yeah, we're very proud to be part of that. So, yeah. What about sheet plate? What about hogging out of plate for certain applications? I mean, I know one of the areas that we talked about was anything that the warfighter's got to carry, or particularly on his helmet, has to be lightweight to make them as mobile as possible. Are there any applications you might think of on the warfighter's personal equipment?
I'm mostly focused on the vehicle domain. So in terms of body armor, there are others in my division and my directorate who work on body armor. And I know that there has been work done with magnesium in the past.
You'll have to share their names in the after
for helmets and things like that. Oh yeah, of course.
I'll give them a call after this.
Yeah, so magnesium has been looked at for various venues, and I think that the interest in vehicle lightweighting and, you know, material selections, whether it be magnesium or other materials, it's always going to be high, because as we go into the future, Army platforms and systems, you know, against future threats, requirements are changing, requirements are going up, and the Army's problem with its platforms being heavy, I don't think is going away anytime soon. If anything, just vehicle platforms always seem to be getting heavier and heavier. Mm-hmm. So that's why just lightweighting is always going to be a concern. In any way that could be done is going to be of interest.
Is there, we talk a lot about protection and protection of the warfighter. Of course, if you take the warfighter out of the scenario and have autonomous vehicles, do you think there might be a role for magnesium in lightweighting autonomous vehicles? Is that something that ARL's interested in?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I mean, just because there's autonomous vehicles, they still consume fuel. They still need to have extended ranges, all of those things that would affect a vehicle with people in it, those would still affect vehicles without people in it as well.
Yeah.
So I think that there's still going to be an interest in lightweighting materials moving forward, and magnesium is one of them.
So what Luxor did, I mean, we worked very closely with you through the evolution development of Electron 43 plate. We then took it and we've adapted it for aerospace by getting the aerospace specification for AMS-4371. And we have high hopes for it in space applications and in aerospace applications, perhaps satellites, that sort of thing. And so we are looking to introduce it into those types of markets. It is a very, very nice material. It has a lot of unique properties. It doesn't burn, as you know. Its isotropy is very good. Its properties from the longitudinal transverse are almost 1-to-1, which is, I mean, that's unusual even in aluminum plate. And all of that, we have to thank ARL, because all of that was developed through our relationships with you through the project. It was, in our eyes, a very, very successful project.
Yeah, and I think it was good, too, that, you know, we got these publications, the military specification, the technical report detailing the properties of Electron 43, but it also was good to get into the details of how to actually make Army things out of magnesium. And so we still have work to go in terms of technical and manufacturing maturity, but we've started that work with this project, and it's there for if and when someone picks it up in the future.
Great. Well, Megan, it's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You know, thank you for your efforts through the entire project. Greatly appreciated. And, you know, hopefully we can carry on this work in the future one way or another. And it's out there. And hopefully the listeners will have enjoyed hearing about Army Research Laboratories and you as a female engineer, and have learned a thing or two about magnesium and what it can be done. So, yeah. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much.